basketball's biggest night is underway.
The coolest mammals on the planet. There can be only one. Who will be the champion? It's Anna and Raven's Mammal Madness.
While the whole world is watching basketball for March Madness, around here, it's all about the mammals, looking to crown the greatest mammal of all time, according to you. And we are also down to the Final Four. Today, we have a huge matchup. Joining us from the Beardsley Zoo, our animal expert friend, Jim Knox. Now, Jim, we have the fourth seed, Rhino. What can you tell us about the rhino?
Guys, rhinos are positively prehistoric, ancient survivors from a bygone era. Amazing, amazing animal. A couple of cool facts about these guys. As big as they are, and they are massive, the world record white rhino tipped the scales at about 10,000 pounds.
Wow.
About the size of a mid-sized elephant. And these guys can run up to 40 miles an hour. Unstoppable.
I didn't know that rhinos were fast. I always assumed they were slow because they were ginormous.
They can really move.
Jim, like how long can a rhino run at 40 miles per hour, right? Because we know the cheetah is like 15 seconds and then it's over. Like how far can a rhino run? Are we talking a mile?
So these guys are not sprinters like the cheetah, but they're not endurance athletes like the African wild dog, right? So they're somewhere in between. Tenths of a mile, if not a mile or more, at a high speed, they're going to taper off, kind of like a racehorse. Imagine that. So 40 miles an hour for the sprint, but still be able to go 30 plus for quite some time.
I mean, more than enough to run me over, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You and I both, right?
And they hung out with dinosaurs.
These guys are survivors from the ancient age of great mammals. So they have relatives going back many, many thousands and millions of years, like the Luchasaurian, which is the largest known rhino in the world, actually reached up to about 18 feet in height, weighed about 20 tons. So the largest land mammal ever to survive was actually a rhino, not an elephant.
Wow.
That rhino has some stiff competition. The number one seed, Norwal, which, Jim, for a long time I thought was a fake animal. I thought it was like a unicorn thing that we made up from the Elf movie.
For sure.
Anna, you're not alone. So many people think that these guys are imaginary beasts because of this amazing trait that they have, this tusk. Narwhals are actually known as unicorns of the sea. So if nothing else, they've got points for that, right? What a cool name. This tusk is amazing, and we actually are learning more about it every single day. We used to think they use a tusk to stab fish, catch their dinner. We now know through drone footage in the last year or so that they will use the tusk to stun fish, not stab them, but stun fish. It's the only straight tusk in the world, by the way. Elephants, walrus, all have a curved tusk. These guys are the only straight one, but here's what they use it for. They've got 10 million nerve endings on the tusk. They pass that through the water, and they can tell the water pressure, the salinity, so they can navigate through the water by following the water that gets channeled through their tusk, through the tiny little openings and passages in the tooth. And we believe that they can share information by touching their tusk from one narwhal to another.
Mm. Whoa.
It's like Bluetooth. It's like when you've got a bunch of photos and you want to airdrop them to your friend, and for whatever reason it's not picking up, but they're like, bump the tops of the iPhones together. It's the same thing, Anna.
No, seriously. You're it's nature's version of that. No joke. It's amazing.
I feel terrible for them just rolling around out there with this exposed tooth. At this point now, it sounds like they need a root canal, frankly, right? I mean, it's all sensitive and whatnot. Keep that in mind, people. When you run into a narwhal, don't bang its tooth.
Now it comes down to you. You're going to vote. What's making it to the championship game? The narwhal or the rhino? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.